I'm Molly Hull and welcome to Refer and Reward, a BSI internal podcast. If you're not sure what Refer and Reward is, it's basically a process to reward all our non-salespeople for identifying and submitting a prospect which becomes a sale. You refer the client and we pay you for it when it converts a sale. It's as simple as that. In this series of podcasts, we are talking to experts about the key benefits of some of our key products, mostly based around our STAR standards aligned to the BSI strategy. To help you get the most out of the Refer and Reward program, we'll be giving tips on how to start conversations when you're speaking with potential clients and how to spot opportunities to get them interested. All the details from this podcast can be found in the show notes. Any questions, just drop me a message.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the Refer and Reward podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. How excited are you?
I'm very excited, Molly. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. Yeah. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I'm so glad you're here today to talk about the tutor world and training. So thank you for your time. It is very much appreciated.
You're welcome.
So for anyone listening, I think it'd be really nice to start if you introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm Steve Reynolds. I've been with BSI now for just coming up to kind of 18 months. Having done nearly 30 years in the Royal Air Force, I'm an information security tutor in that I kind of teach or do the training in kind of information security, so 27001. I also do business continuity, which is ISO 22301 as well. Married. Two sons, one dog. Much more beneficial to me, kind of thing.
Could you explain to us like what a tutor does in a day to day? So obviously you do business continuity and you do ISO 27001 for training. So what do you do on a? You don't have to tell me your whole day, 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. But what do you do on a day to day as a tutor? Be good to know.
I mean, most days we are delivering kind of courses to kind of delegates from, you know, numerous organizations across various sectors. Like I said, kind of, I specialize in 27001, and I deliver kind of multiple courses within that kind of standard, ranging from, you know, one day requirement courses and all the way up to kind of 5 day lead implementer and lead auditor courses. So, you know, that's kind of my main role. If I'm not doing that, if I'm not kind of face-to-face either in a live environment or a virtual environment, then I'll normally be doing kind of what we call performance and review kind of days, which is all about kind of just reviewing future courses that I intend to deliver. So I'm currently looking at ISO 42001, so artificial intelligence, or reviewing just kind of how previous courses have gone and things that I could do better. I am kind of for future iterations of the courses that I currently deliver. So that's kind of my day-to-day. Most days it is delivery. And normally I'd say about 70% of that is normally done virtually. But we still every now and then kind of do, you know, hotel deliveries or kind of real life event deliveries, if that makes sense, face to face deliveries. But yeah, that's
a bit for long then, a bit busy.
It's great though, because you get to meet, you know, lots of different people from lots of different sectors. I'm very much a light thing, I'm a people person, so you know that's one of the things I really enjoy about the job.
Debatable.
You feel like, you know, the kind of job satisfaction part for me is, you know, you get people kind of arriving on a Monday or, you know, first thing in the morning, and they might say, you know, their kind of, their awareness of the standard is 0 out of 10 or 1 out of 10. And, you know, by the time they leave either later on that day or by the end of the week, you know, and they kind of score themselves kind of 6s and 7s, you just see that improvement. And hopefully, you know, kind of the work that you put into the course, they take away from it and kind of have a much greater understanding of, you know, the management system and the standard itself. And they obviously feel a lot more comfortable, which obviously makes it kind of the satisfying bit for me.
Yes, it makes it a bit easier when people get more comfortable, doesn't it, really?
It does,
I was going to ask you a question, because I was just thinking, if anyone's listening, things like that. Why, obviously, you do the training and you deliver the training every single day. Why is it so important for people to have training with BSI? You know, if a client manager's listening, or another tutor, for example, how can they talk to their clients, you know, to tell them the benefits of having training with BSI?
Yeah, I think, you know, the feeling I get, there's obviously lots of different training providers, but I think, you know, most of the people that come on kind of BSI training courses, when I ask them, you know, why, what made them come to BSI, you know, I think reputationally we are still seen as, you know, the best, or certainly one of the leading kind of training, you know, obviously is the kind of national standards body for the UK. We're held in kind of high regard. So I think that is the value that they see in that kind of BSI training certificate, rather than a training certificate from another provider. I think there's a lot of credibility in that. Obviously, from a personal point of view, you know, it's all about kind of personal development for some individuals. And then from an organizational point of view, it's ensuring that the organization has got individuals within it that are qualified in whatever management system, covering all aspects from either implementing the management system or auditing the management system. In the case, particularly in 27001, there's kind of lots of business benefits for that. Obviously, it certainly improves kind of their reputation and their culture within the organization. It's a business enabler for them, you know, provides them with a competitive advantage in a, you know, in a competitive market. So it assists in kind of tenders and contracts for them. And also, particularly with 27001, it obviously kind of mitigates risk and ensures that they're protecting not only their own organizational information, but certainly information of their customers, which, you know, reduces the likelihood of any data breaches or sending any subsequent fines from those data breaches. So I think a lot of people just really say that the brand of BSI is being one of those leading brands, certainly in the market of management systems and subsequent the training that we do as well.
I have a question. If a client has certification, but they don't have it for 27001, can they still do training on 27001? Because 27001 is such a big push this year. And obviously, we've got artificial intelligence, 42001. Can anyone do training for 27001?
Yeah, sure. There's lots of kind of crossover from, you know, courses that I see. Certainly, you know, business continuity aligns very closely to 27001. As you said, it's becoming more and more relevant. There are more and more kind of data breaches around the world, you know, kind of daily. So I think organizations are recognizing that, you know, the threat that they face and just what could possibly happen if their information, you know, was lost or wasn't available to them. And I think lots of organizations now, when they're looking for kind of tenders in the market, they're requesting that organizations are 27001 certified. So I know that's a long-winded answer to your question. Yeah, your organization doesn't need to be 27001 for an individual to get training in it.
And we it's just yeah, good to have it.
Yeah, it's just good to have it. And but yeah. Lots of organizations now and I was just delivering training, and I'm delivering training this week. It's kind of their down day today. So when we go back to tomorrow, I think there's three delegates on that course who are working for organizations that aren't currently certified to 27001, but they've put the individuals on this course so they can go back and then potentially, you know, consider the implementation of that standard within their organization.
Wow. So a lot of organizations are really tapping into this, aren't they? Like even just the training of it, just to be a step above.
Yeah, it's just to get ahead. I think, yeah, just to get ahead of the game, get a greater understanding of what it is. I think, you know, you only need to kind of look in the press for kind of organizations that have been attacked or had their information, you know, either removed so it's no longer kind of confidential, or they've no longer got access to it. And that can lead, you know, to fines from the Information Commissioner's Office. I think a lot of organizations are just protecting themselves, not because, you know, even I was chatting to kind of delegates this week, and yeah, we've talked about the business benefits and the, you know, enhanced kind of reputation and tendering and all of those good things. But a lot of people are just, or a lot of organizations are just considering it because it's the right thing to do, just to, you know, protect yours and my information, you know, if we decide to put it within that organization. So yeah, I think they're all, you know, even from an employee point of view, you know, they should be safeguarding their employees' kind of personal information, which obviously is held within a lot of organisations. So yeah, it's a big thing.
It is massive. So my next thing for you, another question, you bet you're so excited about this. So obviously this is the Referral Reward podcast, and you are one of the top referrers, which you already know, which you should be really proud of. But I want you to tell me and everyone listening to this podcast how you do it, because I see your name every single month and you're so good at building that rapport with clients. But I just want to understand what you do to talk to your delegates about training, other certification. Like, how do you talk about or spot those opportunities to get those leads in the system?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think, you know, I'm very fortunate that, you know, through a training course, I've got access to delegates, and by spending time with them, I kind of and asking them questions, exactly the same kind of questions you're asking me, build up that rapport with them, kind of get a greater understanding of where they are on the pathway, whether they are just starting out, you know, and just literally understanding a management system, be that 27001 or any of the others. And just by listening to them, understanding where their organization are, understanding where they are on that pathway, you know, I kind of get a good idea of their needs. And then obviously because of my kind of experience, I understand what would potentially enhance either them as an individual or certainly benefit their organization. So I kind of signpost them through the, you know, the BSI training catalogs that we've got, you know, whether that's on the same pathway within the same management system. So going from a requirements course to an implementer or an internal auditor, or from an internal auditor to a lead auditor, whether that's in 9001 or 27001, just understanding what they want, having those conversations with them. And then, you know, even after the course, I always, you know, at the end of my course, is kind of saying, you've got my email address, can help in the future. I'm more than happy for kind of past delegates to reach out to me, which is a lot of where kind of my referrals kind of come from, because they go back to their organization with their current learning. And obviously, you know, there's no pressure on them. And then sometimes within kind of 2 or 3 weeks, they'll reach back to me and say, you know, just want to talk a little bit more about the conversation we had during the course. I've kind of looked at the kind of training pathways. I've looked at kind of what else is available. I'm interested in this. Do you think that would be beneficial for me or for my organization? And I think I'm honest with them, I guess, Molly. That's the key bit. It's not just about selling the courses. It has to give them value as well. That's kind of the way I look at it. And then, it's just simply, you know, referring them through kind of Point Global, and then obviously sales pick up the lead. And I think because we've done that, we've had those conversations and we've done all of that pre-work, you know, hopefully a lot of the leads are kind of easy to kind of complete or get closed, won rather than lost, because of all that kind of pre-work that's been done, just understanding either the individual or their organization's needs.
That was a very good answer. I have to give it to you. That was a very good answer.
Okay, that's a true thought. It's the truth.
people come along to training sessions and think, actually, it's not too bad. I might have a bit more training with BSI.
I think a lot of people, once they kind of understand it, can see the business benefits of it, can understand even their individual benefits to them, you know, whether that's kind of career advancement or just, you know, personal development. I think once they kind of make that first footstep on the path, you know, I think, yeah. And I think they see the value in the course. It, you know, obviously, I remember when I did these courses, it kind of the week before filled me with dread kind of thing. So it's all about, I think, making the course, you know, not easy, but certainly not just, you know, belt feeding them with slides and kind of notes. And I think certainly delivering a course, bringing it to life, and I know all of the tutors kind of do this, and also kind of bringing some enjoyment to it, I think, you know, obviously then, and that kind of drives the delegate to kind of come back again the next time, whether that's at the end of the course, they book another course, or whether that's kind of 2 or 3 weeks later, or even 6 months later. And I think as long as they leave with a good experience, and they're always hopefully going to return to BSI for training in the future. So,
100%. So far, so good, probably. Yeah, and I think just to recap it, it's just, so it's being honest with your client and your delegates about what they need from us. It's about having a little bit of fun sometimes, but it's also just building that rapport. You know, just want to mention, you also, not everyone that listens to this will have these, but you guys of tutors have your tappy cards. So that's a really good engagement point, and building that rapport with your delegates. Yeah. But also it goes on to a good point of, like, we obviously have the training incentive that we've got running at the minute, and I won't make you explain it. I'll explain it.
Okay, yeah, I'll need you to explain that more, yeah.
So the training incentive we've had for Q1, Q2, and we are going to be rolling it into Q3 as well, because it has been very successful. So I think what's good about the training incentive is that we have the code for Learn with BSI. So that basically gives your delegates or your clients a little try before you buy. So 20 to 30 sort of taster sessions into the core standards of the training academy. So they've got that, which is really good, I think. And then you've also got your unique discount code. So if you put that through PG and you reference your unique code of, I guess it would be like Steve Reynolds 10.
Yeah, it is.
Your client will then, when it goes over to sales, your client then gets 10% off that training course. And that's for any training course within the whole BSI Academy. So it's, you know, we've got some really good incentives running there. And I just hope you've obviously used a lot. You're at the top of your leaderboard. I've seen that. You know, there's so many tools and incentives we got there that really can be used. And for anybody listening, you know, Steve's done it. Steve loves the incentives, don't you, Steve?
I do, yeah.
So
it's
really,
not the only reason I do it, though, Molly. It's not the only.
No, I know. You're very, very good at what you do. You know, you're a brilliant tutor. We've got some amazing tutors.
You have,
yeah. And the incentives are there just to help for people to just get those opportunities through.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a loyalty thing for them. You know, when I talk about the kind of 10%, loyalty or discount or, you know, incentives, you know, it lands really well with them, you know, because it feels like we're giving them something back if they continue that kind of journey with us. I think it's a really good incentive, and I think all the incentives we've got will only help promote kind of future learning on our training courses.
Just, you know, drop a conversation in, because why not? Training is there for everyone. We've got so much for everybody to be doing and using. So talk about training where you can. And it's running till Q3, the end of Q3 now. So we've got another 3 months of it. So
brilliant. Yeah. So
get it in. But Steve, what I'd like to say, thank you for being on the podcast today. And also, if anyone's listening to this and they have any questions, maybe on training or, you know, ISO 27001 or business continuity in the training world, are you happy for people to reach out for you to have that conversation if they've got a client that they want to talk about it with? Or
for sure, Molly. Yeah, for sure. No problems at all.
Thank you for listening to the Refer and Reward podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and can take away some key information. Please keep an eye out for emails and updates from myself regarding the process and helpful tips you can use with your clients and delegates. Any help, I am here, so reach out.